We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, and the Magen Midovna had given this long allegory about a child that was given to apprentice, and when he turned his back on the master, so the master said, okay, go fetch me water, go clean the floors. He gave him all kinds of menial tasks. And when the kid went complaining to his father said, it's your fault, you bum. If you're not going to be an apprentice, I'll give you something else to do. By the same token, Hashem says, I put you in this world. If you take your responsibilities seriously, then you won't find yourself having to deal with other nonsense. If you renege on your responsibilities, then you suddenly find yourself very busy with nonsense. So that's the attitude that the Magen Midovna had said we have to develop, this thought that we have a choice. We're always going to be busy. It's a question of what we're going to be busy with. And if a person really connects to this idea that you're never going to rest in this world, you're always going to be busy. If you're not going to take the yoke of your responsibility, you'll take the yoke of the other responsibility. But you're always going to have what to do and responsibilities that are on one's shoulders. And if a person says, no, I'm not going to do anything, so then Hashem says, okay, you'll find yourself suffering. You'll be hungry, you'll be thirsty, you'll be sick. You don't go to a dentist, well, you pay the price. You don't go to work, you pay the price. A person says, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do what God wants. I'm not going to do what the world demands. I'm doing my own thing. God says, okay, well, I created a world. If you're not going to take any responsibility, you pay a price for that. Because Hashem made the world where He's going to carry one weight or the other. And if He's going to renege on both, it's like a tzaras that afflicts a person. He'll suffer from other things. So then a smart person takes his load and is silent. When a person has leprosy, if he's smart, he takes it in stride, he takes it silently, and he deals with it. But if he says, no, I'm not going to take the medication, I'm not going to deal with it, so then things are just going to get worse. It's not going to leave on its own. It's not going to leave without due course. And there are people who do this. Person has a cavity, says, I'm not dealing with it. I don't want to go to the dentist. Okay, it'll be a root canal. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not going to the dentist. Okay, it'll swell. Now, there was a guy here not far from our neighborhood who chose to disregard and said, oh, I'm a little swollen, so. The infection went up to his brain until today. He's a little retarded, a little bit, because he insisted he's not going to the dentist. He's not dealing. Okay. Ken olam hazeh. That's the way it is in this world. The world does not release its grip. The world has a hold on a person. If a person says, I'm taking the yoke of heaven, so then he finds that there are many things that he's freed from. If a person says, not interested, I'm not focusing my life on being faithful to my responsibilities, suddenly he'll find himself with even more weighty responsibilities. Then Hashem says, okay, you're not doing my work. I'll keep you busy in this world with the toils and the responsibilities of this world. As the Zohar says, the verse says in Vayechin, the blessings of Yaakov Avinu, he shifted himself to carry a weight. So he was consistently working. So the Zohar says the word vayet could mean not only shifting to carry the weight, but also shifting off the path. Vayet shichmo. If a person shifts his path, so then he shifts his path lisbol from carrying the yoke of Torah, says the Zohar, vayile masoved, then he finds himself suddenly taxed. Suddenly he finds himself dealing with all the work and responsibilities of this world. So the rule that he's developing, and we'll expand on this more tomorrow night, Bezrat Shem, is you have two choices. You're always going to be busy. You choose one, you have less of the other. You don't choose one, you suddenly find yourself more busy with the other.